familia ser. My Jesus, oh Jesus, holy and anointed one, oh Jesus. Holy and anointed one, my Jesus. Amen. On the third day, our Jesus rose from the grave. Yes. He is alive and well. The anxieties, the fears, the concerns that we bring to this place today, the cares and concerns, the things that maybe we're even afraid to let our wives see because we want to be the macho men of our homes. And it's okay to let it out and to let the Father know and to let your brothers know what's going on in your life. I want you to know that no matter whatever it is that's going on in your life, however tall those waves are, they're still below the feet of Jesus. He loves and cares for you. He has a plan for you. And he's ready for you to be reminded the fact that he lives. He's not a dead God. He's not some crutch that we lean on. He's not just some religious figure. He's the one true living God today. He has ears to hear what you're going through. He has eyes to see the tear that falls down your face. And just as importantly, he has the life, the abundant life within to give to you today. In this life and in the life eternal. More love, more power, more of you.
Said to me, more love.
Articulated guitar solo or some interesting harmonies or even some well-polished messages. I pray you walk out of this place today knowing that Jesus loves you. I pray that you walk out of this place knowing that you can be forgiven, that you are forgiven. And I pray that you walk out of this place knowing that God's fingerprints are all over you and that He created you for His purpose and His glory. You don't have an earthly father. You don't have an earthly mother. You've got somebody that'll set you down. Well, I want you to know that the household, the head of this household is Lord Jesus. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. A simple worship song to your daddy. Whatever you got, give to him. Whatever you got.
You
You and nobody else, Lord. I've trusted in a lot of things. I've trusted, Father, Lord, you know, God. I've trusted in things like man-made rules. I've trusted in religion. I've trusted in my traditions that I grew up with religion-wise. But your word says, Father, that unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And even though I've been walking with you, Lord, for 20 years, 21 years now, Lord, I still recognize, Father, that it's very easy, the tendency to trust in the things we can see, touch, and smell in order to feel the happiness, in order to feel the contentment. Help me, Father, today to trust in nothing less than you. Father, because you are joy, you are light, you are happiness, you are gladness, you are all of those things, Father. Everything in this world has a beginning and an end, but you are eternal, Father. I don't want my happiness to come and go. I want my joy to come from the Lord and last forever. Write that in my heart today, Father, I ask. In Jesus' precious name, familia said again. Amen. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Come on.
Everybody, everybody. before you're seated, would you please say hello to someone that you don't know and say, God bless you. All right, you guys are just too welcoming here. It's time to get this show on the road. It's a real joy and a privilege to welcome Pastor Terry Gray from Calvary Chapel Sun City to lead off this conference. So let's welcome him.
Good morning.